Joe Biden on Crime, Our Plan is Working. By Neil Monroe on February 28, 2024. Our plan is working, President Joe Biden told police chiefs in a White House meeting about his crime policies. The Wednesday announcement, however, arrived amid a rush of media reports about brutal crimes committed by the unvetted and unidentified migrants that Biden is releasing into the United States. In Georgia, for example, nurse-in-training Lakin Riley was murdered on February 22, and the suspect is a Venezuelan migrant who was welcomed into the United States by Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. In Virginia, Renzo Mendoza Montes, another illegal alien from Venezuela, was arrested on February 22 for child sexual abuse charges. In Illinois, four migrant men allegedly attacked and robbed a 48-year-old man on a Chicago train on February 17. In a western suburb of Philadelphia, police have identified at least three gangs of migrants responsible for the theft of thousands of dollars of merchandise since January, according to WPVI-TV. Biden did not mention the crime wave by his migrants. As president, public safety and crime reduction are a top priority for my administration, Biden told the White House meeting of police chiefs before listing his massive spending to counter the crime spike that started in 2014. Biden continued. Our plan is working. We still have much more to do, as everyone at this table knows. And that's why we're here today. My administration is going to choose progress over politics, and communities across the country are safer as a result of policy. There is no greater responsibility to ensure the safety of families, children, communities, and our nation. The spike in crime by Biden's migrants comes as former President Donald Trump spotlights the damage. We have a new category, migrant crime, and it's going to be more severe than violent crime and crime as we knew it, Trump declared on February 24. This is a mass migration, no other country in the world would tolerate it, Senator Marco Rubio, RLA, told Fox News on February 27. And we are paying the price for it right now in realm time with real American crime victims. Reporters yelled numerous questions at Biden after his short speech, but he said nothing about migrant crime. Biden's invitees included police chiefs from Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Detroit, Chicago, and Detroit. In the 2024 campaign, Biden and his fellow Democrats are claiming they have sharply reduced violent crime. However, that view is challenged by critics who noted that Democrats helped start a historic and deadly crime wave while backing the anti-policing claims of the Black Lives Matter movement in 2014 up through the 2020 election. Overall, the Democrats' 2024 campaign plan insists they offer superior policies in areas where they are weak, such as migration, Biden's age, crime, the economy, and government expansion. In crime, for example, a January NBC poll asked 1,000 registered voters if Trump and Biden were better for dealing with crime and violence. Biden got a 29% support, but Trump got 50% support.